Wednesday, 29th January, was a news day since the M23 took the control of the city of Goma, because we saw some activities started in the city of Goma. Some shops opened their door, especially pharmacy. Many people went to pharmacies to pay drug because, you know, during this fighting, many people were wounded and some of them didn't have any opportunity to go to the hospital. And with the intensity of fightings, many people were not only injured but got sick because of stress. And pharmacies today opened and got a lot of customers. I saw also the public transportation working, such as motorbike and some taxis. And for the first time since the war, we saw many people in roads, many people walking, speaking, laughing, loudly. So this shows that life starts returning in the city of Goma.
How true is it that some mercenaries have turned themselves in to the Rwandan government?
It's true. 289 mercenaries was allowed by M23 to return back in their country via the border of Rwanda. These white mercenaries were working with FRDC as instructors, trainers, and sometimes they were also involved in fighting alongside FRDC during this war. They surrendered the day that Goma fell under M23 control, and now MONUSCO supervised their departure to Rwanda. When taking them to the border between DRC and Rwanda, the spokesperson of M23, the Colonel Willy Ngoma, told them that no one can defeat M23 because you came here to fight for money, but we as M23 are fighting for our life. We are fighting for our future. We are fighting for our generation and our kids.
There are also reports that some Goman citizens who had crossed into Rwanda had begun to return to Goma.
Some citizens of DRC who fled the war in Rwanda started to return back in Goma today because the M23 had already organized the service of migration at the border between DRC and Rwanda here in Goma. I saw also a movement of people leaving Goma going to Gisenyi. This shows that the border is now open between Rwanda and DRC under the control of M23.